etc., the Torah details the packing up and the transportation of the various Kli HaMishkan and of the Mishkan itself. And if you look through the Pesukim, and we observe the way this transportation, the packaging is described, we'll see there's a difference between the way that the Mizbeach Azov was ready for transportation and the way that the other Kli HaMishkan were ready for transportation. And it's this difference which I'll attempt to explain. The Shulchan, which is the first one that's relevant to us, we're told as follows. They took a Beged Tchelet and they covered the Shulchan, and then we're told that the Kohenim, the Bnei Kehas, took the various Kohenim that were used in the service of the Shulchan, the Ka'orais, the Kapois, the Menachios, the Kseit HaNosech, they placed them on top of the Shulchan, and then they took a Kisui or Tachash and they packaged the whole package together. In other words, the Shulchan was transported not by itself, it was transported together with all the Kohenim that were used in the service of the Shulchan. We move on to the Menorah, and we're told as follows: V'lochu beged tchelet, v'chisu es Menorah tamoy, but not only the Menorah, es neiriseho, v'es malkocheho, v'es machpiseho, v'es kol klei shamlo. The same story again. The Menorah didn't go by itself; it went together with all the kenim that were used in service of the Menorah. Mizbeach hachitzoin, mizbeach hanachosh is mentioned a bit later. And there again you see exactly the same story. Tishnei is HaMizbeach, they took the ashes off the Mizbeach. V'nosnu alav, es kol kelev asher yishol salav bohem, on the Mizbeach hachitzoin, the outer Mizbeach, they took all the kelim that were used in service of the Mizbeach, the machtois, the mizlogois, the yoim, the mizrokois, kol kelev Mizbeach, they placed them on top of the Mizbeach, and the whole package was then covered in a kisui or tachash and transported. We have a look at the Mizbeach Azov, the Mizbeach that was inside the Kodesh. We find a different story. Al Mizbeach Azov, Yifrasu Beged Tchelet. You took the Mizbeach Azov, you covered it with a Beged Tchelet. The Chitzu Oisei, the Michtei Oitachash, which was always the outer covering, and Michtei Oitachash, the Som Oisbadov, and off it went. No mention of the Kedim that went together with the Mizbeach Azov. It went by itself. The next pasuk. What was the next thing they did? V'lochu et kol klei ha'shoreis asher yishol tzubom b'kodesh. They then took the klei ha'shoreis asher yishol tzubom b'kodesh. What are the klei ha'shoreis asher yishol tzubom b'kodesh? Says Rashi from Samedrash. Hein klei ha'ketoires. These were the klei ha'ketoires. Shemeshorasim bohem the mizbeach ha'pnimi. These were the kelim that were used in service of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach. What did they do with them? They put them into a separate Beged Tchelet, and they had their own Mikseh Oitachash, and they were packaged up. In other words, when it came to the Mizbeach Azov, instead of the Kenim that were used in the service of the Mizbeach Azov being placed together with the Mizbeach Azov, as it was with the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaChitzen, they were instructed, no, to create two separate packages, each one with its own Beged Tchelet, with its own Mitzvah Tachash. One package, the Mizbeach Azov, and a separate package, the Kelim Asher Yishol Subom Bakodesh. And this is what I'd like to attempt to explain. Why was the Mizbeach Azov different in the fact that its Kelim didn't travel with it? They were placed in two different packages. Now, upon researching somewhat the Asiyah HaKelim, and the way they're referred to through the Sedras in Sefer Shmoyis, Trumas, the Tzavah, the Ketisa, the Yakub, Pikudei, those are the Sedras that are relevant to the creation of these Kelim. One will note there again interesting differences between the way the Torah refers to the Mizbeach Azov and its Kelim, and between the way the Torah refers to Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbeach HaKitza. Let's start off with Parshas Trumah, which is where the actual creation of the Kelim is detailed. V'otiso shulchan ha-teishitim, this is in Perek Kafei, Pasuk Kaf Gimel, v'asiyas ha-shulchan, the instruction how to create the shulchan is brought down. So we're told how to make the shulchan, cover it with gold, etc., etc., the size of it, and then we're told, together with the tzivui to create the shulchan, were told as follows: Vosiso, Koreiso, Kapoiso, Ksoiso, Vnakiyoiso. In other words, when we're told how to create a shulchan, we're not only taught how to create a shulchan, we're told exactly what has to be created in order to serve the shulchan. All those various kelim which are needed to serve the shulchan, they're also detailed in the Asiyat HaShulchan. Next one is Menorah, Vosiso Menorah Zvar Toi, the same Perek in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and there again, the whole creation of the Menorah is detailed, and then we're told, Umalkochel, Umachteseho, Zvar Toi, the kelim which were used in service of the Menorah, are also detailed in Parashat Menorah. A bit further on, we have the parsha of the Mizbeach Achitzah in the Mizbeach Anachoshes, and there again, we're told how to make the Mizbeach, and we're also told Vosiso, Siroito, Vedashnoi, Yov, Mizrukoito, Mizrugoito, Machtoito, the whole Kelov Tach and Achoshes. We're told also how to create the Kelov. Now, the Mizbeach Hazov, interestingly enough, is not in Parshas Truma. The creation of the Mizbeach Hazov is actually in Parshas Tetzaveh, which we'll speak about later. So let's have a look to see what's written. Over there we're told as follows, the end of Parashat Tetzaveh, Vosiso Mizbeach Miktar K'tayres, that was the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was used for K'tayres. You look through the parasha, we're told exactly how to make the Mizbeach, but no mention at all of the creation of the Kalim that were used in service of the Mizbeach. And we know there were Kalim, because in this week's Tedra we're told that there were Kalim Asher Yishol Subon Bakoydish, which were the Klei K'tayres, which were used on the Mizbeach Hazov. So here again we see a difference between the Kelei Mizbeach Hazov and the Kelim of the other Klei HaMishkan. In Parashat Vayakel, where everything is once again repeated, we have detailed the actual creation of all these various Kelim. I don't need to go through the Pesukim again, but there again by Shulchan, Menorah Mizbeach Achitzin, not only we're told how to create the actual Kelim, the actual shulchan, the actual menorah, the actual mizbeach achitzin, we were also instructed as to the creation of the kelim that were used in their service by the mizbeach hazov. Only the mizbeach hazov is spoken about. No mention at all of the kelim which are used in service of the mizbeach hazov. We come to Parashat Kisisa. In Parashat Kisisa, we're taught about the Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha was used to anoint all the various Klei Shoreth that were created. So we're told, they created the Shemen HaMishcha, Umashachto boy, Esoyel Moed, Vatarin Aedus, and they did Mashiach on the Oren, and the Oel Moed. What else did they do Mashiach on? Says the Pasuk, Es HaShulchon, Ves Kol Kemos, Es HaMenoira, Ves Keileho, Ves Mitzvah HaKtoit. So we're told they did the Mashiach on the Shulchon and Keilos, they did Mashiach on the Menoira and Keileho, that's Mitzvah HaKtoiris. It doesn't say that's Mitzvah HaKtoiris, that's Keilov. Next Pasuk, that's Mizbach HaOilov, that's Kol Keilov. By each one of the Klei HaMishkan, Keilov is mentioned, by the Mitzvah HaKtoiris, there's no mention at all of Keilov. And the same thing is in Pirik Lamed Aleph Pasuk Ches, that once again, the Asiyah details the Kitzah, Es HaShulchan, that's Keilov. The Ibn Ezra Taka says on the Pesukim in reference to the Mashiach of the Kelim, he says as follows. He says that the Shulchan, Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaOila, being the Mizbeach HaChitzin, Yesh Lahem Kelim Ha'adah. That's the only comment he says. He says the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaChitzin, they have many, many Kelim, numerous Kelim. I think he's trying to address this at Oren. He's trying to say that the reason why we mention Kalim is because they have a lot of Kalim. By the Mizbeach Hazov, there was only the Kapo Machto, therefore they don't get a mention. I think that's what Ibn Ezra is trying to address. But this won't help us at all with regard to the packaging of the Kalim, why they were packaged separately. All the more reason for them to be packaged together if there was only one or two of them. We move on to Parashat Vayakel, and we find the same sort of Aura, but with another twist. There it says as follows. We're told that every Chacham Leif should come and create what they were commanded to create. It says, Es HaShulchan, Ves Badov, Ves Kol Kelov, Ve'et Lechem Hapon. Over here, we're not only told about the Shulchan and the Kelim, we're also instructed concerning the Lechem Haponim, which went on the Shulchan. Next part. Es Menorah Hamoed, Veskeleho, Vesneiri Seh, Veshem and Amor. Now again, we're not only instructed in Parshat Yakel concerning the Menorah and its Kalim, but also told about the creation of the Shem and Amor. And understandably, Shem and Amor is mentioned together with the Menorah, Lechem Aponim is mentioned together with Shulchan. Let's get to the next pasuk. That's Mizbach HaKetoret Be'es Badov. No mention of Kelo, but we're used to that already. The Torah never mentions the claim is Be'ach HaKetoret when he mentions it. Then it carries on. That's Shemen HaMishcha Be'es Keteret HaSamim. Now we would have expected Keteret HaSamim to be written directly together with Mizbach HaKetoret Be'es Badov. That's where it belongs. Just like Lechem Aponim belongs with Shulchan, and Shemen HaMoy belongs to with Menorah, we would expect Torah HaSamim to be written together with Mizbeach HaKetoret. No, we're mastic with Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha had nothing in particular to do with Mizbeach HaKetoret. Shemen HaMishcha was used for all the Klei HaMishkan. It was as relevant to the other Klei HaMishkan as it was to the Mizbeach. It would appear that we outlined Mizbeach HaKetoret Be'es Badov, and then we mentioned a few miscellaneous things that we use in the Mishkan. Shemen HaMishcha, Keteret HaSamim, Mosach HaPetach, Lepetach HaMishkan. We don't seem to relate the Keteret HaSamim directly with the Mizbeach HaZov. It's very difficult to understand. The Chura, the Keteret HaSamim and the Mizbeach HaZov are connected. Why is the Shemen HaMishcha put in between? And in Parashat Pekudei, we have exactly the same thing once again. In Parashat Pekudei, it says, Perek Lamed Tes, all the Klei HaMishkan were brought to Moshe after they were finished, and it says as follows. It says there again, Vayaviu et HaMishkan al Moshe, et Shulchan, ve'et Kelov, ve'et Lechem Aponim, et Menorah Tehora, et Neiriseh, ve'et Kol Kileh, ve'et Shemen HaMoed, et Mizbach HaZov, the mention of Kelim, et Shemen HaMishcho, ve'et Keteret HaSamim. There again, the mention of Kelim, and the Keteret HaSamim is divorced from the Mizbeach HaKeteret, the Shemen HaMishcho in between. So Halei Dovahu, there's an explanation which is needed over here. So let us first discuss why the Mizbeach HaZov, the Asiyas Mizbeach HaZov, is actually outlined in Parshas Tetzaveh when everything else is spoken about in Parshas Truma. Everything is mentioned in Parshas Truma except for Mizbeach HaZov. Then in Parshas Tetzaveh we speak about the creation of the Big Day Corner. Then when everything else is finished, we go back to the Mizbeach HaZov. The Mizbeach HaZov's playform would have imagined is in Parshat Truma. The Meshech Chochma says as follows, and this is both of the Meshech Chochma that I'd like to utilize actually to explain all the questions that we've asked. Says the Meshech Chochma as follows. Says the Meshech Chochma that there's a halacha in Zvochim. The halacha in Zvochim, which says the following, that's from Tesla Medal. Mizbeach Shenerka. Although of course when you maktir k'teiris, the mitzvah is to bring it on the Mizbeach HaZov, but should there be no Mizbeach HaZov for whatever reason it may be, you can be maktir the k'teiris on the mokoim Mizbeach HaZov, on the place where the Mizbeach HaZov normally stood, you can be maktir the k'teiris over there. In other words, the Mishkan or the Mikdosh could function in its normal manner even if the Mizbeach HaKeteiris was missing. So says the Meshech Chochma, that is why we find the Seder for Asiya as it is in Parashat Truma and Tetzaveh. So it's everything which is necessary, everything which is absolutely vital for the running of the Mishkan or the Mikdash is mentioned first. You can't have the Luchas without the Oren. You need the Oren there. You can't have Lechem Aponim without the Shulchan. You can't have Hadlokas Haneiris without the Menorah. These things are all basic to the day-to-day running of the Mishkan. One has to have them. The training comes without Avodah, without the Big Day Kahuna. So anything which is absolutely vital, which will disturb the running of the Mishkan, is outlined first. Mizbeach HaZov, we can function without the Mizbeach HaZov. What was Mizbeach HaZov used for? Haktorah HaKetoret, you can be maktir the Keteret b'mkoymai. It was also used for Zerikas Chatzos HaPnimiyas, the Dalochis, the Bediyeved, you can be Zerik the Chatzos HaPnimiyas and the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi was in fact dispensable. It could be managed without. Of course, the mitzvah is to do things on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that Torah says on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but if it doesn't exist, one can manage without it, one can be maktir b'mkoymai. Says the Meshech Chochma, this is why Mizbeach HaZov is actually as detailed at the end of Parashat Tetzaveh after everything else. Perhaps with this we can explain why the kelim which were used in service of the Mizbeach HaZov are not outlined when we discuss the creation of the Mizbeach HaZov. There were many Klei Shoref in the Mishkan which aren't detailed at all. The Torah doesn't detail all the various Kleishorot that were created. Just when we speak about the Shulchan, we mention the Kleah Shulchan. We speak about the Menorah, we mention the Kleah Menorah. But any Kedi which wasn't directly related to a particular one of the Kleah Mishkan, that's not mentioned at all. So one can perhaps explain things as follows. The Kleah Shulchan were Kleah Shulchan. Their whole function was only together with the Shulchan. They had no function without the Shulchan. And therefore when we speak about the Shulchan, we speak about the Kleah Shulchan, because this is all one unit, all one body, they cannot function independently. When we speak about the Menorah, the Kleah Menorah only had a function with the Menorah. They had no independent function. Therefore when we speak about the creation of the Menorah, we speak about the creation of the Kleah Menorah, because the Menorah of the Kleah Menorah formulates one unit, they work together, they are clay HaMenorah, they're not separated. And the same goes for Mizbeach HaChitzi. When it comes to Mizbeach HaPnimi, the truth is that the Tehillim are not necessarily clay Mizbeach HaPnimi. They have a function without the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They can be utilized even if the Mizbeach HaPnimi isn't there. So they're not clay Mizbeach HaPnimi. They happen to be clay shoret. There were many other clay shoret, which when the Mizbeach is not there, they're used in function of the Mizbeach HaZov. When the Mizbeach HaZov is not there, they have their own function, they have an independent function. Therefore, because they're not claimed Mizbeach HaKtoiris, they don't automatically find themselves in the parasha of Atiyah Mizbeach HaKtoiris. They were a separate entity, they don't actually belong with the Mizbeach HaZov, they have a function without the Mizbeach HaZov. With this we can explain, whenever the Torah speaks about Shulchan, it says a Shulchan Beth Kelot. Because the Klei HaShulchan were Klei HaShulchan. They go together. Menorah ve'es Keleot. We speak about the Menorah. We speak about Klei HaMenorah. The Menorah had Kelim. The Kelim were Klei HaMenorah. The Mizbeach HaChitzen also had Kelim. They were Klei Mizbeach HaChitzen. When we speak about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it had no Kelot. They weren't specifically Klei Mizbeach HaPnimi. They had their own function. They could function independently of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's why it doesn't say Mizbeach HaPnimi or Mizbeach the Kelov, because it didn't have Kelov. When it was there, these were the Kelov that were used, but they had an independent function as well. We asked in Parashas Vayakel, the Lechem Aponim is put together with Shulchan, the Shemen Amor is put together with Menorah, yet the Ketoris Atam is not put together with Mizbeach HaKtoris. I think this can be explained in the same manner. Lechem Aponim and Shulchan were indivisible. The Lechem Aponim always went on the Shulchan. Shemen HaMoir always went on the Menorah. Keteris HaTamim could be brought without the Mizbeach HaKteris. Mizbeach Shenech HaMaktir and Keteris BimKoimoi. It didn't necessarily go with the Mizbeach HaKteris. If the Mizbeach HaKteris was there, they put it on the Mizbeach. If the Mizbeach wasn't there, they put it on the Mokim HaMizbeach. And therefore the Keteris HaTamim is not linked directly with the Mizbeach HaKteris. It's put together with the miscellaneous items, Shemen HaMishchon, Mokach HaPetach HaPetach HaMishchon. It's not placed directly together with the Mizbeach HaKteris. And obviously this answers our parsha as well. In our parsha they were put in two separate peklot because they worked independently one from the other. The Shulchan and the Kelim were pekled together. They weren't independent at all, they were interlinked, they had no function one without the other. The Menorah and its Kelim were put together. But the Mizbeach HaKteris and its Kelim, they were packed separately because they functioned independently. The Kelim of the Mizbeach HaZov didn't need the Mizbeach HaZov. And we can note an interesting deal in this week's parsha. When we speak about the Mizbeach HaKitzen, the outer Mizbeach, it says as follows. V'notno alov, es kol kelov asher yishorsu alov bohem. They took the kelim asher yishorsu alov bohem. In other words, the clay Mizbeach HaKitzen are referred to as the kelim asher yishorsu alov bohem. When we speak about the kelim of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, how does it refer to them? It says that they took the Kenei Shoret Asher Yisholtu Bom Bakoidesh. The word Olov isn't used, although it comes directly after the Mizbeach HaZov. Why is this? Why is Olov mentioned by the Mizbeach HaChitzen on it and not by the Mizbeach HaPnimi? As we've said, because the clay Mizbeach HaPnimi were used only Olov. They were used only on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So the Kelim of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, they weren't necessarily used Olov on it. They had a function even if it wasn't Olov. They had just say Asher Yisholtu Bom Bakoidesh. That would appear to be a pshat with which we can answer all the difficulties. Meshech Chochma in Parashat Pekudei in Peg Mem Pasuk Hey, he says as follows. The Gemara says, Mizbeach Shaneh Kam Aktiv in Ketoris Bim Koyme. He says, but the Gemara never tells us where this is learned from. Where did the Gemara get this from, that you can be Makti Ketoris without the Mizbeach HaKetoris? There's no reference at all to it in the Parshiyos. And the Meshchachim Mutzuk to find the Makor in the Torah, where we know it from, that you could be Makti the Ketoris without the Mizbeach HaKetoris. And I think after what we've discussed, we've got adequate Makoris from the fact that we see that the Klei HaKetoris aren't mentioned together with the Mizbeach HaKetoris. The Torah always subdivides them. They're put in separate peklach. We never refer to Mizbeach HaKetoris as Kelov. From there we see that there's something different about the Mizbeach HaKetoris. We see that the Klei Mizbeach HaKetoris can function individually and separately, and therefore the halacha of Maktin Tefim Koimai is evident in the Pesukim. That all sounds very nice, but I have one problem with it. The Gemara in Daf Nuntes and Medalef and Zvochim says Mizbeach Shaneka Maktin and Ketoris Bin Kleiber, and Rashi learns that this is only in reference to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. This isn't in reference to the Mizbeach HaChitzu. So everything is as we've discussed. The problem is that Tosfos and the Rashi and Menachos in Daf Hei is exactly the same as Rashi. Mizbeach Shaneka Maktin and Ketoris Bin Kleiber. This is only in reference to Mizbeach HaPnimi and not in reference to Mizbeach HaChitzu, and therefore we understand the differentiation. The problem is that Tosfos in the Testament based on Samach Halacha Medalef argues with Rashi, and he says that the halacha of Mizbeach Shaneka Maktidin Ketoris Bim Koimoi wasn't only said in reference to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it was also said in reference to the Mizbeach HaChitz. He says Zrika you couldn't do, Zrika Tadomim needed Mizbeach, but that Torah Taimurim with Haftorah Taimat HaMincha, all these avoiders, Hakrovat HaOila, all these avoiders did not need Mizbeach HaChitzen. If the Mizbeach was there, obviously one was makriv them on the Mizbeach, but if the Mizbeach wasn't there, we makriv them Bim Koimoi. And yet if we have a look at the various kelim which are mentioned in reference to Mizbeach HaChitzen, you find plenty of kelim which are used specifically for Haftorah HaKetoris, Da'alah Ta'ivorim, specifically for these avoiders that could be done Bim Koimoi. So we're still left with a question. According to Tosfos, Lechura, the Mizbeach HaChitzen, also those various kelim shouldn't be mentioned together with them in the Asiyah, they shouldn't be peckled together with them in this week's Parsha. How do we differentiate between the two? So this remained my difficulty. Perhaps one can say as follows. Perhaps one can add the following. The Meshech Chochma in Parsha Pikudei asked the following question. When the Mizbeach Hazov was placed in the Mishkan, we're told, V'nosato es Mizbeach Hazov liketoris. The Mizbeach Hazov was placed in the Mishkan liketoris for the ketoris. Says the Meshech Chochma, interesting, that when we speak about the Nesinus of Mizbeach Hazov in the Mishkan, we say liketoris. When we discuss the Asiyah, the Pasuk never says it was created liketoris for the ketoris. Why the difference? Says the Meshech Chochma something which Emerson makes a lot of sense. He says, we know that Mizbeach Shaneka Maktidin Ketoris Bim Koimoi won't be Makti Ketoris in the Mokim HaMizbeach. He said that was only in Mokim HaMikdosh. That was only in Beit HaMikdosh where David and Shlomo were Mekadosh the Mokim. The Mokim had Kedusha, and therefore the Mizbeach wasn't there. You could be Makti Bim Koimoi. But says the Meshech Chochma in the Midbar, where they traveled from place to place, nobody was ever Mekadosh the Midbar, the sand of the Midbar was ever Mekudosh. Only the Kelim had Kedusha, and therefore there was no concept of Mizbeach Shaneka Maktidin Ketoris Bim Koimoi. Therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, when we discuss about that Asiyas Mizbeach Hazov, it was made for all time. It wasn't only made for the Midbar, it was made for the Beit HaMikdosh as well. Therefore, it wasn't made liketoris, because it had a function that you could bring the Ketoris without the Mizbeach. But when you speak about the Nesinas Mizbeach Hazov into the Mishkan, that was liketoris, says the Meshech Chochma, because you couldn't be makti the ketoris without it. So nasat Mizbeach Hazov liketoris in the Mishkan, it had to be placed liketoris, because you couldn't be makti the ketoris without the Mizbeach Hazov. In Parshat Tzaveh, it's still written at the end and not in Parshat Tzumah, because as I say, the tzivui of Asiyas Mizbeach Hazov wasn't only for the Mishkan, it was for the Midbar, for the Beit HaMikdosh as well, and in the Beit HaMikdosh it was dispensable, we could manage without it. The Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, was only, the Asiyas Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Tzivui, and its function was only in Midbar. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes was never used once they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Zvach and Dash of the Pasuk, Avonim, 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 that once they entered Eretz Yisrael, what was created was the Mizbeach Avonim. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes only endured for the 40 years of Mishkan. This whole creation was only for those 40 years. The Klei Mizbeach HaChitzim were made of Nechoshes. As soon as they entered that throne, they created the Mizbeach Avonim. The halacha was that the kelim had to be made of gold. So the creation of the Mizbeach HaChitzim with its kelim, they were only created for the temporary period of the 40 years in the Midbar. God does. That although the halacha is according to Tosfos, that Mizbeach Shenekam Aktirin Ketoretim Koimoi is said with regards to Mizbeach HaChitzim as well, it was never said with regards to Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because Mizbeach HaNechoshes only functioned in Midbar, and in Midbar there was no concept of Maktirin Ketoret Bimkoimoi. So the claim Mizbeach HaChitzin with the Mizbeach HaChitzin which were made from the Nechoshes, which only functioned in Midbar, they had no function one without the other. They only functioned together, they never functioned independently, because the whole creation of the Mizbeach HaChitzim with its kelim, which were from the Choshes, was only for the Midbar, where there was no concept of Keteret, Maktirin, Keteret, Mizbeach HaNeka, Maktirin, Keteret, Nimkleme. And therefore, when they were peckled together. And therefore, whenever we speak about Mizbeach HaChitzim, we speak about its kelim. But the Mizbeach HaZor, which was created not only for Midbar, but was created for all time. And the clay Mizbeach HaZor were created for all time. And in Mikdash, they were going to function independently. Therefore, they're packaged separately, and therefore, they're never mentioned together with the Mizbeach HaZor.